A debate is raging in Delaware over a proposal to create a statewide anti-discrimination policy for schools. Though some provisions related to transgender students have ignited heated debate, as WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Maddie Heaney knew long before starting school that she was a girl, despite the body she was born with and her boy's name. From an early age, she wore girls' clothes and was, in her mind, a princess.
There wasn't a doubt about it. And then as I got older, went into preschool, kindergarten, I noticed people didn't think of me as a girl. And I would get weird looks when I would play dress up or do things that were normal to me.
Maddie's sense of self began wavering by third grade, when the boys kept quizzing the classmate who looked but didn't act like them.
Why are you playing with the girls? Why are you playing with stuffed animals and Barbies? Why don't you play sports with us and everything? And that's when I sort of felt very uncomfortable and became really depressed. And I sort of tried to make myself more masculine than I was and tried being the complete opposite person that I was to please everyone around me. It was probably the lowest point of my life. It was awful.
But with the blessings of her family, in fifth grade, Maddie formally began her transition to a girl. In June, she will graduate from Wilmington's Cab Calloway School of the Arts, where she majors in drama, and classmates and staff alike embrace her. While Maddie is now making plans to transition to college, a debate is raging in Delaware educational circles about how other transgender kids are treated in public schools. The controversy revolves around the draft policy of a statewide anti-discrimination regulation sought by Governor John Carney. Known as Regulation 225, it's generated 11,000 written comments, most in opposition. The key point of contention is a provision that allows schools to not notify parents if a transgender student wants to use a different name than at home. To do so, schools would first be required to consider the student's, quote, safety, health, and well-being. Nicole Tice, who heads the Delaware Family Policy Council, has led the opposition.
If this were to be implemented in our schools, we would allow students with no age stipulation, so as young as 4 and 5 years old, to really explore the idea of being an opposite gender or not. And if a parent is deemed unsupportive of that, very easily the school system could decide to get around the parent and begin to interact with that child very differently than their biological reality.
Tice and her allies vow to sue the state and districts that adopt such a policy.
Whatever it takes to really preserve parental authority will be all in.
The umbrella groups for state school boards and superintendents also have concerns about the draft policy. Another vehement foe is state lawmaker Rich Collins, a Republican from Sussex County.
I do not believe that our schools should be in the business of getting into our little children's minds all the way down to age 5 and convincing them that they should live in a way that maybe their parents would not agree with. We're talking about a major change in how our schools would operate. One of the largest policy changes maybe in the history of this state.
It's not just the part related to parents that is polarizing. There's also widespread controversy over the section that says schools will provide access to locker rooms and bathrooms that match the student's gender identity. Opposing views were on raw display during a boisterous meeting in February of the team Carney appointed to develop the policy.
You have not the power to dictate what amounts to the emancipation of our children without the consent of their parents, and also without the legal or constitutional authority to do so.
A 12-year-old trans girl does not put the community at risk by using the ladies' room.
The parents, who are probably having the biggest problem with this, are more than likely the parents who would not accept these children.
Wilmington lawyer Mark Papora, a development team member who helped draft the proposed policy, says many states have enacted similar provisions with little fanfare. He says the provision allowing schools to bypass parents would only be used on rare occasions, if at all.
There were people who were very concerned about the safety of some students, in particular transgender students, whose parents may not support them, may not agree that they're transgender. And so we thought that that was potentially harmful to students, that it would jeopardize their safety and well-being if the parent was notified before the child was ready to tell the parent about their gender identity. It's very important to LGBT people to have control over who they come out to and when they come out to them. Because, frankly, your world can change in a second.
Maddie's stepmother, Andrea Rashbaum, is on the policy development team. She's not surprised by the backlash. She's experienced it firsthand.
We lost friends. We didn't talk to family for a while. And people would say to us, like, well, for our event, could he come as a boy? Because, you know, he's a boy. And I would say, no, she's a girl, and she's going to come as a girl.
But Maddie persevered, and with the help of counseling and medical treatments, is thriving. She uses the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms at school without drama.
It's, like, essential that I have the safety, and every trans kid has the safety to be themselves, use the bathroom that they want, use the pronouns that they want, be called the name they want. Yeah, it's just a human right. In situations where parents might not be accepting, school might be a safe haven for them. It might be a place where they don't feel as judged.
Carney has stated his commitment to schools that are, quote, welcoming, inclusive places. But because there is so much opposition, Rashbaum's panel is still deliberating whether to make changes. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.